This is the second day of August, 2020, and we come with reverent hearts and joyful hopes to praise our Heavenly Father and to seek blessing for all of our planet, for all of our issues, and for all and everything that could use a little bit of help. So we start with gratitude, for which I have much. And I would like to open our service with questions or comments or requests for blessings. We'll take about 10 minutes for that, and then I'll give a little message for the day, expressing my viewpoint for the week, my understanding for these times, and then together we will move into the blessing, to receive the blessing. So our board is open, our Q&A receiving line is there. You just have to press *61, and you're in. Welcome, Dale. We've missed you, and we're so glad you're here. Hi.
Hello, Glenda. I'm usually a silent listener, but I just wanted to say that I always appreciate hearing what you have to say, and I don't have any particular questions, but I'm sure you'll come up with some very interesting topics for the day, as you always do. Thank you.
Thank you, and we both share some directions for blessing, which we understand and know very well. So, just thanks for joining us and for adding to the strength of the blessing.
Tony? I appreciate that. We will be in touch later today.
Later today? Oh, how lovely. Okay,
yes.
That's itself a blessing.
Okay. It's a promise.
And above and beyond it all, I still have a joyful heart. Tony, you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Nice to connect. Hi, nice to be here with everybody. tomorrow night is the full moon. Actually, I think it'll be exact sometime during the day tomorrow. And it's a good one. It's a very strong full moon. The moon has just been conjunct with Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn. So there's, that's always also sextile with Neptune. And so there's really kind of a, every time there's a moon Pluto or moon Neptune thing, it's resonating the love of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit. So we have that in addition. Yeah,
that's a good. Actually, you know, that ties in with the topic I want to talk about today, but I'll leave the topic till a few minutes from now. It ties in perfectly with what I was led to talk about. Okay.
Let me just mention real quick, there's things going on with the family. We had a member of our extended family pass on suddenly from COVID-related complications, and that was a real shock to everybody. So it's actually somebody that was kind of a childhood friend of Judy, and they're really close, Judy's family and this family. So it's Ed and Rosie's family. They just lost a daughter. Who's about, she's probably about my age. She's just a little older from the complications of COVID.
So it's coming close to home to you.
Yeah. So I definitely want to send a blessing to the whole extended family, but especially Ed and Rosie's family, and also to Kim. That's the member of the family who passed on, that, you know, that her life and voyage is really just continually blessed, and that it you know, the light of her presence is something that continues to bathe in all the people here that she's connected with and love. Also, we have some health issues going on. Suddenly, some new developments with Judy's mom. So there's some tests that she's getting, but so we want to send a blessing to her for her health. And this loss within the extended family is one that hits Judy's parents too, because they're really long term friends. So I just wanted to mention those two things as well.
Okay, it's good to hold them in our heart.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Tony. You do the same. Be sure okay. and have your attention on everyone you love in your blessing.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Jerome, welcome.
Glenda, blessings, light and love, peace and joy, and blessings for especially our son Andrew, but our whole family. And I'm just watching the astronauts coming out from space.
Wow.
But the space is just another concept, and the light and love and peace and joy of Yeshua ben Yosef and everything in spirit surpasses everything else we can see. So thank you for your light and love, and keep on with the work you're doing, and I'll get you a checkout this week, too. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. That would be very appreciated. You know, we look at these amazing technological feats and adventures of people traveling the outer perimeters of what we call space. And we
yeah.
think, oh, wow. But, you know, sometimes faith is harder than that.
Ah, yes. It is. It is.
Traveling the inner space. The inner space with hope and joy is the biggest thing we face in our life.
Yeah. Inner space.
The inner space.
I love it.
It's a tough place to travel.
Yes,
and if you don't think it is, read the Gospels on the last,
yes.
about what they tell the last night of Yeshua. Traveling that inner space. And the days following, pretty tough going.
Yes, yes, oh. yes. But the inner space is also the universe of everything, because when we get finished with what we do physically, we go into the universe, and I think we connect with all the angels, and we connect
we
with
do.
All the spirits of the universe. And I had a chance to do that once to go out into space, but connect inside eight stars with such
wow.
energy I've never felt anywhere in my life. And so I know we have places in the universe too. And
yes, we do.
Yes, we
and,
do.
And in fact, Yeshua talked about that. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions.
Yes, there are. Yes, there
right.
are.
Right. And he wasn't just talking about hunks of rock. He was talking about places where the soul can visit. I've been blessed several times in my life to be
okay.
connected with people who can speak with souls that have just transitioned.
Oh.
They are, you might say, midwife to the immortal.
Ah.
And they have the ability to be with a soul shortly after transition. And, I attract people like that because they know I'll understand.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I love having them in my life. And what I hear back from them is that in the day or days shortly after transition, there is absolutely no pain. And there is a lot of joy, but a little bit of confusion about where to go.
Yes.
Well, I want to go back to the people I love. And sometimes they'll hit to a tree, or they'll come back. This is why we get haunted houses, because people try to come back and get stuck. But they'll walk, and animals are the most wonderful intermediaries, because you don't get stuck with a dog, but a dog can see you. And so many times they come back to see their favorite pet. Same with kids. They'll come back and chat with their grandson, the granddaughter, especially if they're very, very young.
Yeah.
And they hang around a little while. There's this lovely story that I can pass on to you. If you ever saw, and most people did see, the movie called Chariots of Fire.
Okay, Chariots of Fire, yes, okay.
Chariots of Fire. Okay. The Olympic winner that the Chariots of Fire movie was written about his life. He was also a missionary. And he spent most of his life in China after he completed his Olympic goals and did what he wanted to do for his country. Well, he was married. His wife was with him sometimes in China, but she developed some health complications, and she had to spend most of their married life in England. He passed away on the 3rd of February. The 3rd of February, 1945. And she did not know it, but she was in her kitchen when he appeared, and he put his arms around her. And he said, "I just came to tell you I love you." And she knew he had passed.
Yes, 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 yes. Fascinating. Fascinating. Spirit is fascinating, always has been, and always will be. And you are...
Always, always. So it was said just to illuminate our audience that when people pass, I don't think most of them instantly go somewhere else.
Okay.
I think they stabilize. They want to...
Yes.
They want to be who they are.
Correct.
Survey the life that they just got through living. Make sure everybody they love is okay.
Yes.
And then they go.
Yes.
And from the midwives of immortality that I've spoken with, that's a pretty typical thing.
Fantastic.
That happens.
Midwife of immortality.
Well, we certainly know that Yeshua came back in full-blown form. And hung around for 40 days.
Wow.
You know, we know that. However you want to take it, but we know the tomb was empty. So in his case, it was a complete full-blown comeback. But he did dissolve into immortality, or at least into what we might call a trans-dimensional form that allowed him to appear and disappear. Because that's what he did for quite a while. I'm tongue-tied. For quite a while. And there's this great book called He Walked the Americans. And it's all about people in other places all over the globe who had very different skin color. We're talking about Africans. We're talking about Aborigines and Hawaiians and Chinese and Japanese and people in India. We're talking about, they would talk about this white-faced, blue-eyed prophet dressed in white that would come and teach them. And they would write down his teachings, and they kept his teachings. He came 2,000 years ago to all of them. Traveled the world, and all the different tribes in the Americas recorded his appearance. And so, obviously, he was in what we might call a trans-dimensional form, because that's how he appeared to me. It was very palpable. I didn't touch it because I'm scared.
Yeah.
I was scared of the reverence and scared I might be taken away. I mean, I'm just human. But Gunner did. Gunner went right over to it. He did, Gunner. So it was a riot.
Thank you. There we go. That sounds so fantastic. It sounds like spirit in all forms, and we are all forms too, I suppose. Oh yeah,
we are, and we go on forever. We just don't always stay in these predicaments we're in. But the thing is, everybody, you can't end this predicament by taking your life.
Okay.
You'll inherit karma and have to come and do a do-over again.
Okay.
That's why there's such a strong admonition against it. Guys, don't do it. Don't even go there. Don't even think about it.
Okay.
That message was not meant for you, Jerome. It was meant for anyone who might ever step on this recording.
And thank you for doing that for everyone, too. And I love you for everything you are and always will be.
Oh, thank you, Jerome. Okay, we're going to open the line for Jean Marie. Hello, Jean.
Hi, Glenda and everyone. Just a quick asking a blessing for someone named Jenny Hobeck, H-O-B-E-C-K. I do not know the exact situation, but I know she needs a blessing. It sounds pretty dire. And that's it.
Okay.
Thank you
so much.
She's
on my list. She's on my list.
Thank you
and bless you too, Jean. Nancy and Gary, I see you're on.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome.
Yes, I need blessings for a dear friend. We have a pretty heavy heart today. We found out this morning, dear friend of ours, her two sons were in a car accident last night at 8, and one of them didn't survive, and the other one's in a coma, and Nadia is just really struggling, and it's just a heavy thing with losing one of your sons, and please send some prayers to Nadia Granzotti and blessings for her and her family, and just to find some peace and to understand the things you were talking about, the form that Andre is the one who passed, Andre Granzotti, and his brother David is in a coma in the hospital now. So
I'm sure Andre takes care of him. I'm sure Andre is right there taking care of him.
Yeah, okay, he was a really powerful doctor here in Austin, and his wife is too. She's a chief of medical something at one of the big hospitals here, and they're a pretty powerful couple, and kids and grandkids, and he was 57, and the one who survived is 50, and pretty young in my world, you know?
For me too.
Yeah. Anyway, so thank you, everybody, because I know your love and energy and the circling and the prayers and the blessings really make a difference, and, the power of Yeshua flowing through us to bring some light and
absolutely.
Understanding is just so important. Thank you.
Well, Nancy, and to everybody, the thing we cherish most in life is love and the people we share love with, that we give love to, the work we love, everything we love is what we cherish. And
absolutely.
I just want to remind you that if that could be true for us, just think how much God cherishes us.
Mm.
We are cherished. And even though we go through some pretty traumatic moments, these moments don't last. And on the other side is a new day.
Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome and bless you too, Nancy.
Thank you.
Okay. We have Stormy and Desmond. Stormy, I'm going to bring you on first because I know you can be short, and you'll bring a great blessing.
Yes, of what you have been speaking about, a blessing for those yet to be born, a blessing for me for what is yet to be born.
We've missed you, Stormy. I hope you're doing well. We'll include you in our blessing.
Yeah, I've had some challenging days in faith here, but I get renewed when I need to get renewed.
I know you do. I know you do, and you know. So I'll remember you when Stormy, as I always
my blessing.
Okay. Goodbye. Desmond, you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I'm in the hospital again, and I'm about to get released probably on day 40, and I'm 33. And it's been hell. I've died so many, almost come close to death so many times this year. And, you know, you probably read my story on Facebook or whatever, but I don't know if you did. But
no, I don't do Facebook anymore. I'm sorry.
I was doing it on our group site. Well, I don't want to go. I don't want to tell you the story, but I want prayers for. I'm in Unit 92 of the Grey Nuns Hospital. It's like you know, Sunday, August 3rd, 2020, and August 5th is my dad's birthday and my grandpa's passing, and the completion of my final battle with psychiatry. And, my release. And I'm planning on kind of going to the woods or to my grandparents for a bit, but to the woods and a camper or something and, trying to get close to rational energy and actual premium quality nourishment from the earth and trying to, you know, get my life back together again after being through this excruciating hell. So, I just want to say thank you to everybody who called in today, and especially you, Jerome, and Stormy, and everybody, of course. I look forward to hearing your message, Glenda.
God bless you, Desmond. I know it's been rough for you. I could feel it. And I kept you in my prayers. So you will, and I think you will actually enjoy the message I was led to bring today. It's about this. So many of us have been through hell lately. It has been a hardship we never expected to have. And even though there has not been direct physical pain for everyone or direct physical illness for everyone, we have all shared in the horrible surprise of our vulnerability, the horrible surprise of how easily the entire social infrastructure of our country and our world could just be brought into a shambles. Something we never expected to see. We've seen a lot of ups and downs, but we thought we were built on hard rock. And what we're going to discover is that we were built on hard rock. It's just that we didn't construct the building as securely or with as much love or care as we could have. And what we're going to have a chance to do now is rebuild the building. We have been through, well, basically 6 months, a half a year of challenge to our faith, and then worse than that, challenge to our life. And it was hard to even take in, hard to believe. Many people rebuild. As I said to Desmond, I don't do Facebook anymore because it used to be a place where we connect, and it quickly became a place where we disagree and express our distrust and our even our hatred. I won't go there. I won't be part of something that is focused on that. And I really believe that that is not a reflection of our true heart and our true world, which is why I don't want to contaminate my thinking with that. And a lot of people who are in our community and our blessing group and our ministry have made the same decision that I have. And not because I told them, it just word got out and I said, okay, yeah. Well, good for you, because as I look around the room, my office is virtually a gallery of my landscape painting. And I was remembering the calling I had to make these paintings. And it was to show that our foundation is the earth created by God. And to the degree that I put little human structures like buildings or walkways or gates or such in the paintings, they're insignificant compared to the glory of the light and the garden, the water, the field, the flowers. And the people who came here to build this country, well, they weren't angels. And they were not without sin. No, we do have to pay for some of the sins of our fathers. But they didn't come here to build a political structure. I can tell you that. They didn't come here for that reason. They came here for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to the best that they could do that, they did. And they built their little communities around farmland or rivers. They built little churches there, little schoolhouses, and they would feed their people with farms and ranches. And eventually, well, the roads were more developed, and then the railroads came so that we connected nation to nation. And unfortunately, we had some pretty bad battles and wars. That's a regrettable thing on the landscape of our history. But we got over that because we realized that our reason for coming together was human unity. Okay, let's get this word clear. Human unity, not political unity. We came here to take care of one another. We came here to be here for one another. And we did not come here to forward or extend a pre-existing political formation. So if one has to come down, so be it. Wad it up, throw it in the trash. Let's build a new day. We build the new day out of our love, our caring for one another, out of our ability to derive nourishment from the earth and eternal resources, love, and grace from our Heavenly Father. We will be guided by our ancestors, who have never left us. And I talk to many of them because I can. I have that ability to see beyond just hard physical space. And I can tell you they're pretty doggone worried about us. But they're going to pitch in and help. We're going to get our country back. And so I want to tell you, let's focus on tomorrow, a new day. Instead of, what did we lose? What did we lose? Oh, dear. I just went through a miniature drama like that, very miniature drama. I have been having to face the reality that for financial reasons, there, it might be necessary for us to move our household sometime in the next year. And so I've been culling out closets, and I really didn't have any bad clothes. They were all good. I mean, they were all good because I used to travel and I used to do a lot of seminars, which means I had more than an average number of garments per person, way more than I needed. And so I didn't call out the bad ones. I just pulled out the ones I probably wouldn't use or that didn't fit me anymore because I'm a different size than I was 5 years ago. 5 years ago I was a size 12. I'm a size 6 now. So I had about 50% of my closet that I could give away. I folded them all up so nicely in boxes, and I was so looking forward to people being able to have my clothes and use them. I took them to Goodwill, and then I noticed on the front of the building they had mountains of boxes where people had brought things, and I thought, oh, Lord. I talked to the girl. I said, will you take these inside? These are really good things. And I said, well, if we've got room for them. And I happened to be driving past the back of the building, and they had truckloads of recycling bins where they were throwing away everything. They weren't even bothering to sort donations. It was all getting recycled. And oh, Lord, I could have hung these in the trees outside my home. Somebody would have driven by and found something nice to wear. But I had to let go of it. I was really, really sad because I wanted somebody to have those clothes. I knew it would benefit them. They were nice. But
I want those clothes.
Well, if I do it again, what I'm going to do is start an eBay page where clothes are free. You just pay for the shipping. And I'm going to photograph them all there. They're all free. I'm not going to do this again, but it was something God let me experience. And that was letting me experience. Sometimes we have to let go of things that are even good, because they were part of a history that's got to go under the bridge. And that's my message for today. We've got to let some things go under the bridge in order to have something better coming from upstream. And it will be better, because whatever comes fresh comes from God. Only the stale and the polluted, anything, comes from yesterday. Think about it. The stale bread was baked 2-3 weeks ago. The fresh bread is stale. Okay? Just think about that. Let's get a new tomorrow. And the other thing I want to leave you with is the lack of intelligence in fear. The only time fear has intelligence is if you're facing imminent danger. I mean, imminent danger. You happen to go down a wrong way street and a car is coming at you 40 miles an hour, you better pull over real fast. So fear is smart in that regard. You're in the jungle and all of a sudden you see a lion 20 feet away. You better climb a tree as fast as you can get up that tree, okay, and hope you can stay up there for a while. So fear has its value. If you smell smoke in a house, you better run and find out where that smoke's coming from. Call the fire department. Yes, fear has its value. God created all of our emotions for valuable reasons, important reasons. But fear is something kind of like grief. grief is very important also in that it allows us to let go of that which has passed. It's the cleansing that allows us to have a new day. And a lot of us have been in grief for one reason or another. Fear is the same way. You got to let go of it. And the constant perpetuation of fear is the biggest disease I see going on in our country. And it's probably worse in our country than in the world, because I read from all over the world, and I don't know of any country as scared as the United States. Really, I don't. And there are forces that are perpetuating the fear constantly, constantly perpetuating the fear. They're not letting us let go of it. You know, I wear a mask when I go shopping. Wherever I am around other people, I wear a mask, and I wear it for two reasons. One is out of respect. Two, it's just a doggone good idea. And number three, it's the law. Okay, so I do it. But the minute I'm out of the store and in my car, I can't wait to get that silly thing off my face, because it's telling me there's something to be afraid of. And I drive down the street and I see people stopped at the traffic light. Nobody else in the car, and they're wearing that mask. Okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you. When you don't need the mask, take it off. When you don't need to be in a state of precaution or fear, don't be. Be in a state of joy. Be in an attitude of recovery. Think about the new day. I did sketches for new paintings last night, and I thought, well, okay, in tomorrow, what would I paint? It's not the same thing I would have painted 5 years ago, but it was important for me to see what I would paint. I'm still a painter. I'm still an artist. It's just yesterday was yesterday, and tomorrow is tomorrow. So the focus on our blessing today is let us focus upon a blessed tomorrow. That actually takes care of just about everything. It takes care of our earth. It takes care of those who are suffering. It takes care of those who've lost hope, those who have lost their faith, those who don't know what to do, those who are lonely. Let's have a blessing for a better tomorrow for all of us. Okay? That takes care of you, Desmond. Takes care of you, Stormy. And I see Sarah's on. Sarah, can you be quick? I just opened your line.
Thank you. Yes, I'll be quick. Thank you, Glenda, and this beloved community. I'm going to ask for a blessing for myself. Just to get back into gratitude, into my heart and love. I've just been having judgmental thoughts and kind of depressed thoughts. And I just want to be in gratitude, and I just want to surrender this up and be a blessing and receive the blessings.
Thank okay. You. Well, as I was saying in my presentation, be around those who are joyful, who have hope, who are not depressed. Turn off the news. Get off social media. Get away from people who are judgmental. You don't need them. What you need, what everybody needs. Here's one. Not everybody needs to get well because you're not sick. Not everybody needs a new job because you got one. What everybody needs is a better tomorrow. And that starts with faith, which leads to hope, which leads to creativity, which leads to envisionment. And Tony, this is where we tie in with what you said about the moon. The moon starts with how we care for ourselves. And it being in conjunction with Jupiter, which is the bringer of greater and better tomorrows, and Neptune, which can envision a better tomorrow, it's all there. And Saturn, which can let go of yesterday and provide us with the tools for building a better tomorrow. So we've got it all in the cosmos, ready to support us for that. Let's do it. Okay, everybody, let's get ready. This is going to be a powerful blessing. We're going to tie it in with the solar system, the cosmos, the earth, the center of the earth with all the planets, with all of life, the animals, the children, the birds, the flowers, each of us, every human being on this, in this world, with God, with Yeshua, all the angels and our ancestors. Because the one thing we all want is a better tomorrow. Let's open ourselves to receive that. Let's find that attitude and that inner resource that is capable of embracing a better tomorrow. Enjoy your trip to the woods, Desmond. Stormy, recover. Enjoy finding that place of recovery. It's within you. All of us, we're ready to have that better tomorrow. And Dale, let's talk later about our better tomorrow. Here we go. Yeshua, we love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you for having given us the graciousness of your presence throughout the whole of our past, our many and past days. Thank you for the joy of having you walk beside us and being with us from wherever you live, from wherever you are, in the many dimensions of our Father's mansion. We thank you for being with us right here today. We ask that you would open us, each one of us, take out your holy key, put it into our hearts and unlock the doors, that we can receive every beautiful thing intended for us, every blessing, every benefit, every new opportunity and gracious step into the future. We pray for the babies coming in, human babies and also animal babies and tree babies and plant babies, all the new life coming in, because it's bringing in our tomorrow. We thank you for the new life coming in from outer space. We thank you for the new configuration of our solar system that are saying yes to us. Yes, move forward. We're here with you to support. We thank you for it all. In your beloved name, and with gratitude for all that you are, we say amen. Now, blessing givers, will you join me? Let's convey a blessing to everyone. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes to receive. And during that time, don't think. Don't even say your prayers. Verbal. You can lie in a state of prayer. I mean, lay down in a state of prayer, release it, but don't say, because that will bring your mind in. Just be a blank slate on which God can write blessings. Bye-bye for now, and we'll see you next week.